Many years ago, when I first found Christian Science, I started to learn about it, and I started to realize there was so much to learn about God. In fact, it was actually what I wanted. Growing up as a Methodist and Evangelical, then Pentecostal. finding Christian Science was eye-opening to me. But in 2000, just because of what's going on in the world today, geopolitical unrest, and we all saw it, we heard about it. And then hatred for one another. But it was in 2001 when the whole world faced similar circumstances like we face today. It was a trial time for Christians all over the world. The world was faced with challenges of war and hate. And that time, I myself, I was in the missionary. I was living in an Islamic country. That was just a few days after 9/11. So it was also particularly challenging for me and a lot of friends that time, being in the midst of people who hate you in their own terms. They thought they hate us. But it was also exciting time for me, quite possibly the most exciting time of my life. Because God, we learn in the Bible and also here, that God will never allow us to face challenges that we cannot overcome. He always equips us with all the tools that we would need to overcome any challenges that will come on our way. So we have no doubt about that. But finding Christian Science that time, I was very active studying Christian Science that time as well. Even though I was living very far away in the desert, but I was very active with the Plainfield Church, receiving all the supply that I need almost every week. I got my first science and health during that time when I was over there in the desert and studying science and health. One of the most important things that I learned during that time, which I never learned any time in my life before then, was the power of love. And it was important to me, the power of love. And I was learning this, it was new to me, the term, the meaning, what it means to me was all new to me that time. And I would begin to apply it to almost my daily life, everything that I do. And it was actually key to what we were working on, what we were doing over there, and impacting the life of people we meet every day. But what I want to share to you tonight happens just a couple of days after 9/11. As I was coming back from it was on Sunday morning, I was coming back from Sunday service around 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I boarded a bus like every other person, and I usually carry my Bible. I don't put it in a bag. I usually carry it in the open. I have no reason to hide it. And I was carrying my Bible, so I came to this bus full of people, and they saw me and they saw the Bible in my hand. They were very upset with me, with what was going on that time, with the victory lap they were taking all over the country. seeing me and my Bible in my hand was very upsetting to them. They started saying in their prayers, in the Arabic, praying, started praying, they move away from me. And I was left alone in the island. And I was not afraid. And because I know I didn't do anything wrong, I actually was doing good to them. But I was praying my heart. They were calling their own God, and I was calling my own God. It was like between Elijah and the prophet of Baal. And they decided that they were going to throw me out of a moving bus. I can understand what we were going through, what they were planning to do. And I continued to pray to God that nothing will happen to me, because God promised that nothing will happen to me. This assurance, I believe in it. It have never failed me. And that day I strongly believe in it. And as I was praying, and they were also doing their own thing, I tried not to be distracted by what they were doing, but I still focused on God. I continued to love them the way I always loved them, knowing that I came to their country to be a blessing to every one of them, as we all are. And God answered me immediately, just like he did with Elijah. The driver and the conductor of the bus told them that nobody would touch him. If they don't like to drive with us, that they have the opportunity to leave the bus, that I will not leave the bus, and they're not going to throw me out of the bus. If they don't like to sit here, they can leave the bus, but I'm not leaving. That was God's answered prayer, and it was very instant. And I just thank God for what he has done for me, for what God is doing for his children, because when you watch the TV and you see what's going on in so many places, and some people, some will begin to wonder, where is God? There's always God in the midst of things. There's no need to doubt God. He's always caring for his children. There's always light. And when the light shines through us, darkness disappears. I'm so grateful to be here tonight.